Blog Talk Radio.
Yeah, this feels real good. What's up, everybody? I'm your boy Cartier Genius, aka Cartier Jesus. Yeah, and I'm here right now to introduce you to the one and only China. We call her. That's right. What we call it. China. It feels so good. I'd like to welcome you to Pieces of Me. We are real life music. Beat Nation is the army. Beat Nation Network, what up? Yo, China, what up? Queen of poetry. I mean, this girl is unstoppable. Feel me? Like, she just jumps out there and does her thing the way she know how to do it. So we're gonna kick back on this ride right here that she calls Pieces of Me. And understand, it's just pieces. Just pieces, because you're gonna get some more. But anyway, relax. Chill. Thank you for being here. Anywhere in the world, but you're here with us. Let's go, China.
What's up, everybody? This is your girl, China, with the Lyrical Cypher Radio Show. Here we encourage metaphorically intuitive visionaries to express themselves through the arts. And you never know. What you have to say may be exactly what someone needs to hear. I just want to give a big shout out to anybody who took the time out to listen. I know we're actually airing early on this Tuesday night. Going to have to do this this Tuesday and next Tuesday. We'll be back on track. But for anybody who can listen, you can actually listen to this later at 9 o'clock. I will share this post so everybody can listen to what we did, you know, for this 30-minute segment we're going to do. Just like I say, please feel free to get online and do what you do and listen. We do appreciate you. I know this is a little earlier than normal, but yeah, sometimes you got to do what you got to do. And so we are here. We are live. And there are a few things I do want to talk about and before I go into like playing a track for you guys. But I want to talk about your comfort zone, you know, like getting out of that comfort zone. And I know that it is so easy to get caught up in that box. It's a box that we create for ourselves because it feels safe. It feels like that's what we're supposed to be doing because we know the ins and outs of that box. But that also creates fear. And fear is false evidence appearing real. And that happens to the best of us. You know, that false evidence appearing real, making you feel as if that if I step outside, I fear stepping outside this box. Because this, that, and the third could happen. And we all do it. I've done it. You know, I don't mind calling my own self out. And we all done it because it's comfortable. It feels safe because it's our comfortability. But I realize in trusting God that when I step out on faith outside of my own box, I was already comfortable. I was already safe. Even though it's uncomfortable, the uncomfortability and walking out, you know, stepping out on faith, meaning I had to put in the work to open that door to get out of the box that I was in. And even though it was uncomfortable to do that, I was already comforted by my comforter, if that makes any sense. So he already has my back. It's just I got to step out of trying to have my own back and let God have my back. And that's what's on my mind with just different things that I endure in my life, like just letting that thing go and not worrying about what is and what ain't. And I said it to a lot of times, it is what it is and ain't what it ain't. Meaning, even though that box makes me feel comfortable, but it's not where I need to be. You know, where I need to be is with who made me. If that makes any sense to you guys. So with that, I'm going to go ahead and slide into this track right here. And to me, it's powerful. You know, and I think it's necessary for what I'm talking about right now. Stepping outside your own comfort zone.
commander. Crawled from beneath the rock of propaganda and felt the reflection of the truth in the light of the moon. But he ignored because it was harder to be cool and gather near the mainstream with the nocturnal fools. But one night his ears were caught by the wise owl that dropped jewels. Perched on a branch with a single question. Are you beneath the surface? Followed by, what is your life's purpose? Where are you headed? When are you going to accept that life in the creek is worthless? And finally, how does it feel to be touched by something real? The salamander was wordless. And he continued on in the soil of ignorance, though he heard this, but the wise words sparked something new. Something taken for granted by many and understood by few. So the black salamander approached the wise owl one night in secret on his journey to the creek and said, what is this thing? This thing moving inside my head. The owl grinned and said, that is a thought. For you see, a thought sparked correctly might make you respect me, but if you don't respect yourself, then your perception is incorrect. So the salamander still hung in the nocturnal slum, but it wasn't as much fun because he now viewed it from a new perspective. Spent more time pondering, becoming more perceptive, realizing that the mainstream is actually a swamp and one's environment is reflective of personality. So the salamander spent more time with the wise owl and occasionally took a casual stroll down to the swamp. But instead of being wild like he once was, he was calm and reserved. Instead of partaking of the festivities, he chose to observe the actions and the words of his peers. The water moccasins slithered near. He said, it's been a while since I've seen you here. The salamander said, listen, Mr. Moccasin, I no longer mock your sin. So get thee behind me, return to your hell and swim with the murderers and whores, with their rumors and wars, who refuse to put the lamb's blood on the post of their doors. The snake became angry yet riddled with fear. For the salamander's aura shined too bright to stand near. So the black salamander disappeared between the bushes and leaves, feeling free of conformity. He remained under his rock and was thought of abnormally. The next morning he crawled from beneath the rock of doctrine and inhaled his first breath of daylight oxygen. The sun of righteousness shining on him in complete truth. His slimy skin began to secrete a juice. His body stretched. He grew arms and legs. His tiny little head popped open and sprouted dreads. A full-grown black man naked from the swamp he fled until he came upon a garden, beautiful, a place of splendor. A broken vessel fell to his knees, meeting his mender, the black salamander. Or should I say the black salam man, D-E-R. The black, peaceful man destroying evil with righteousness. You see, the owl was the prophet. The swamp symbolizes the street. The snake symbolizes the many devils ever ready to sink in their teeth. The rock is a veil of ignorance that we've all hid beneath. And the black salamander is me.
What's up? What's up, everybody? I hope that piece was called The Black Salamander by 13 and Nazareth. And I hope that piece took residence in your mind. And it's kind of like what I was talking about the comfort zone. It's so easy to get caught up in that and into our own world, but learning that there's more out there, you know, and then you cover it, you know, spiritually, if you believe. But I do have a young lady on the line tonight. What's up? What's up? Miss Nikki, how you doing? Can you hear me? Nikki? Let me check back with her in just a second. All right, everybody. I'm going to check again and see if we can get Nikki on the line. Let me try one more time. Can you hear me, Nikki? All right. It's going to change if I can't get Nikki on the line, but we're going to keep right on rolling, okay, you guys? Hope you guys are enjoying the show thus far. And you got to keep right on pushing. Keep pushing, keep praying, keep dreaming, and whatever it is that you want to do, just do it. You know, whatever your dreams are, everybody doesn't, you know, everybody's not an artist, and that's what we're not all about that. Like, just because we're artists doesn't mean everybody has to be an artist. And whatever it is that you want to do, get out there and do it. If you're a carpenter, be the best carpenter you know how to be. I'm constantly encouraging you to be the best you know how to be. you don't have to be what I want you to be, because I have no idea, you know, what you want to be. It's not my place to tell you what to be. But I do my best to share my experiences, my growth, and as I'm growing with you. If you can use it, use it. If you can't, toss it. I will not be offended, and I say that all the time. Because I believe that we're all connected, and I believe that's how we help one another, just by sharing, you know, sharing our truths. You know, everybody's not going to see it the same way every single time, and that's okay, you know. But I think it's good, too, for, you know, remembering, you know, saying, like, just different things and different experiences to share that with other people, because you never know who needs it. And I say all the time, you never know what you say might be exactly what someone else needs to hear. Let me see if I can get Ms. Nikki on the line again. What's up, Ms. Nikki?
Hey, China. How are you?
Doing pretty good. How about you?
I'm hanging. I'm hanging in there. Going through it. But I have one for you today. I'm going to do it real, real quick. It's called Daily Thoughts.
I'll take it, off.
Okay. I wake up each day with thoughts of how my day will go. Prayer is my first stop, and forgiveness is what makes the mind rest. But God only knows what will happen next. You see, today I choose to grow, to let my anger go, so I can let my light show. So much that sometimes I have to talk to myself. I be like, woosa, girl, let that go. You better than that. Let your worth show. You got to encourage yourself. Be good to yourself. Be real with yourself. Be selfish with yourself to make you happy within yourself to get through this race called life. We all have daily struggles, some that cut like a knife. So we uplift, be strong, hold on. Guess what? A change is coming. For I am the leader of my destiny, letting my light shine because God sees the best in me. That's it.
That was beautiful.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you.
It was needed, too. I needed that just as much.
I know. I got you.
Mm-hmm.
I got you.
Well, I do appreciate it, lady.
You keep writing very
what
welcome.
You're doing, and you just... Oh, thank you.
All
you
right.
Talk over here, I'm sorry.
Huh?
But you just inspired a piece, and I'm going to do it real quick.
Okay.
And I appreciate the encouragement because sometimes the encouragement needs the encouragement. And I'm going to encourage myself as well, like with what I'm about to do. It's called I Just Want to Be Heard. I just want to be heard. I long for unspoken truths and untold stories to be manifested through my imperfections. As I stand here before you, bearing my inhibitions, I digress. Dissecting every inch of me without apologies, that my life lessons and imperfections could be somebody's blessing. I just want to be heard. All right, you guys, that's one of my poems that is actually in my book. And when I wrote I Just Want to Be Heard, and I said I long for unspoken truth, meaning things that you don't even know yet, you know what I'm saying, to be manifested through my imperfections, meaning as I walk, I stand, I want my actions to speak louder than words. I want my, you know, to my truth, who I am, to resonate in you and resonate in your spirit, you know. And bear my inhibitions, meaning all my inhibitions, everything that you try to hold, and, like, just let that go. You know, dissecting every inch of me without apologies, you know, and that's me being free. Free not to be held hostage over what man thinks or the pedestal that they place you on, the titles that they give you, the demands and expectations of other people trying to make you be what they want you to be, or you trying to demand you put on yourself, to let all of that go. The demands you put on yourself, the demands other people put on yourself, like, just don't let it happen. Don't let it be. And own up to your own mess so you can be free. And just my mistakes, my imperfections, you know, then my lessons, the things that I give you guys all the time, hopefully they'll be your blessing, you know, saying like you'll learn from that as opposed to repeating those same behaviors, the same thoughts, the same imperfections. We all have our own imperfections, and I know I am perfectly, but perfectly made by God, you know, like I'm imperfect, and I always be imperfect, but I know that God made me the way he wanted me to be, and vice versa, we all imperfectly, perfectly made, I believe. That's just my thought. And so with that being said, we got another call on the line. What's up, what's up? We got Carlos, I call him DMX of Poetry online.
Mm-hmm. What's up, y'all? How y'all doing tonight?
What's up? Doing pretty good. How about you?
I'm good. I'm good. I'm in town.
I know. I heard.
Yeah. But anyway,
yeah.
I've been busy. I haven't had a chance to write now like I wanted to, man. So when I come back, I have something for everybody, man. I just being here, just listening to everybody else, and listening to you, China.
That's what's up, man. And I appreciate y'all rolling with me. These two Tuesdays, I'll be doing at 6 o'clock. Just want to let y'all know ahead of time. And y'all keep me in your prayers, and we're going to keep each other lifted up.
Oh, always, always. If you ever need me, I'm always here.
Thank you so much. I appreciate that. And look, just stay on the line. We'll be on till about 6:30, and then we'll be off. All right, everybody.
All right.
That was Carlos. And I hope that piece resonated in somebody. I hope it was something you needed. And also, you know, like to me, that was a freeing poem. Just wanting to be heard, stepping outside of my comfort zone. To, you know, like what I'm doing now. Because if it was my choice, and I was afraid of stepping outside of my own box, there would be no illusions. There would be no lyrical cipher. There would be no China. There would be none of this because I would stay in my own box. Quiet, shy, reserved, and writing things that you never hear. Now that, you know, when I step outside my comfort zone, you actually get to hear me and my thoughts. And we just go from there. So, with that being said, play another track. Hope you guys enjoy.
Yeah, this it right here, y'all. Yeah, this that new vibe. Take it back for a second to the AZ days. Yeah, I'm just another overrated quote, an underrated MC. Which one is true? Which one is false? Both fit with MV, philosophical thoughts. It's too deep for a shallow mind, but they'll still catch it. Cause faith tells me without a sign, there's nothing like the first few verses. This is deeper, like a woman who can cook through it all. This a keeper, I've been ran out of ink, but my message would never fail. Though a blind man can even read this to check the braille flow. I leave a mark, I leave an indention. This is my legacy, reminiscing on memories. All the places I'd rather be gone. Another quick. See everybody talking, procrastinating what they gon' do. Don't even speak your mind, I respect the grind. But see you through, don't even know how to be a sore thumb. It's war, son, speaking the code, count clicks. See, this is more, son. You heard the phrase, you know the name, this is my stage. We lose our soldiers and faith, I'm building up the rage. I'm back to flipping another page, what can I say? Look what I made, hoping to say they are the rage in the deal. Because I ain't safe. The mix, you flipping these scriptures, that's me. Lyrical pegs, you wait till it hits you, I see. Even the greatest fall off and pick it up again. Procrastination and hesitation, what have you stuck again? Yo, no weapon formed, I got God in my holster. I'm loving life while I'm living life like I'm supposed to go. Just live with another overrated quote and say, I'm back.
Yo, I hope y'all enjoyed that piece. I know I did. I'm just listening to the overrated quote by Ill Will. That is my spiritual brother from another mother. We got the same father in Christ. And I was just listening to what he was saying about you will fall. Things will happen. Things will, you know, so like even though different things happen to you in your life, you're still covered. You're still good. And no weapon fought against me or you shall prosper. And we will continue to go and grow. So, I'm going to open the line one more time to Miss Nikki and see if she wants to get on and do anything. What's up, Miss Nikki?
Hey.
I'm here. Okay. I love the peace. It was well needed.
Thank you.
Well needed. Well needed.
Thank you. I needed it for myself too.
I know. But yeah, you know, just trying to be heard. But no, I don't have anything else right now. But I am listening, and you know, I'm always gonna be here. You know.
Amen. I do appreciate you, buddy.
Oh yeah, you know I got you. Gotcha.
That's what's up. Y'all got me about to do some more pieces.
Ah,
I got to
pull right,
them off.
Right. Okay.
So y'all got me about to flow tonight.
Look at your palm pilot.
Huh?
I said, look at your palm pilot.
Yeah, I don't know. Did you hear the one? You heard Blackbird last week, right?
Yeah, I love that one too.
Thank you.
Yeah.
And you heard I Found Me.
Okay. Yeah,
it must be,
you did that one about 3 weeks ago.
Too.
Yeah.
No, Family I did last week, I think. Yeah, that was a new one.
Oh, was that Blackbird? Oh, I know
I did
you did Blackbird 1 week. Oh, okay.
Yeah,
I do remember Blackbird. Yeah.
Okay. Well, I'm going to do both of those again for anybody who missed out. And then I'm going to actually get ready to shut down in a minute. All right, everybody, that was Miss Nikki all the way in Los Angeles. We appreciate you calling in and your continued support. All right, everybody. So for anybody who did not hear these pieces that I did, I'm going to do it again. And I think I need to hear it too, so I'm going to go ahead and do it. And hopefully you guys excuse me, can feel it. So just to break down Blackbird, the reason behind Blackbird, the song by Nina Simone is called Blackbird. And so in the song, they're saying, I took some of the lyrics from the song and I just flipped it around because, you know, I like wordplay. So it's Blackbird. They say, Blackbird, why you want to fly? You ain't never going to fly. Your mama's name was Lonely. Your daddy's name was Pain. And they called you Little Sorrow. So this is me turning that negative into a positive. Blackbird, why you want to fly? You ain't never going to fly. Please spare me with your lies. I'm a queen and a child of the Most High. You have no power to deny me, even if you try. Yes, I remember. My mama's name was Lonely. My daddy's name was Pain. He may have called me Little Sorrow. He had no idea what God has in store for me tomorrow. With the pain, he removed the shame. I'm able to withstand the rain. A loyal bird in the sky, longing to pursue my dreams. This Blackbird is going to fly. So that was Blackbird, and that was me flipping it instead of this sad, melancholy song into the, like, just sending into depression. I was like, no, I refuse. It's not going to happen. So with that, the Blackbird did fly. All right, so this one right here is called I Found Me. And I actually wrote this for a, it's a song that's going to be on the album, which will be coming out soon. And this is with a lady that I did this with. And I can't give up too much information, but I'm just like that. And when it comes out, you guys will know. And it's called, the name of her song is called I Found You. I named this I Found Me. I chose to be the ultimate sacrifice, the sacrificial lamb who gave her blood, sweat, and tears so that you might live, expecting less but giving more, pushing you to believe, deferring my dreams so that you might succeed, opening my ears and heart, spreading sound advice, dimming my light because I want you to shine, leaving me blind to God's desires for me, lost myself, now I see. I denied me so you could be a better you. Deep down inside, I know that to thine own self be true. I had to lose me to find me. Now I need me. With open arms, I receive all that God has for me. And I just look at that piece as We all do that. You know, a lot of people, well, people who are not selfish, people who are selfless and they give of themselves. And women do it, men do it. It's not just a woman thing. But the people who are selfless, you choose to sacrifice yourself for others. You know, even in women, you know, you sacrifice your life by having a child. You know, men sacrifice their lives and their dreams and different things for their kids or for other people. You know, and we forget about us at times. And that's why I say it goes back to self-care, so being able to take care of yourself, you know. Even in the midst of being selfless, remember to take care of yourself, you know, so you can give those things to other people without expecting them to give you something that you don't know how to give yourself. And that was a hard lesson for me to learn. And it was a huge wake-up call. So I encourage anybody out there who is selfless, remember to take care of yourself. Take care of yourself so you can take care of others. Because I love taking care of others. I love helping other people, but I also know that I have to take care of me, and that's something I've been doing, practicing daily to take care of myself. Me going to work out, whatever your vice is. Like, working out has become a lifestyle for me, so I'm loving it. And when I miss it, I can feel, you know, I feel like I need to be there. So that's one of the things, and just different things are pouring into me. I love the like being out near water and nature and stuff like that. So I'm going where I want to be, beach or wherever I want to be. That's where I'm gonna go. For me, like I say, I love music, so I'm doing things that I love daily, as opposed to every now and then. I'm giving it to me, so when it's time for me to give you what you need, I can give it to you, and not feel worn out about giving it to you. Like right now, I'm giving you my time. And my time as far as doing this show, you know, when I pour into Illusions, I don't feel, you know, I feel good about giving it to you. And I hope that it helps you as we go and we grow. And back to what I was saying about those comfort zones, I'm pushing you to step outside your comfort zone. We already know, you know, if you already know the box, you know, say you've been in this box and you create this box that's comforting for you. It's okay to step outside of that. And it's, and the only thing about it is the box that was created, that comfort zone that was created for you, it creates fear. And fear, the acronym of fear is false evidence appearing real. We automatically assume if I step outside of this box, everything that's outside of this box that I've put into my life, I fear that this, that, and the third will happen. I don't feel like I'll be safe. But I really believe that if you believe in the Most High, faith without work. When you step, when you open that door, that's faith. And faith in knowing that it's going to be okay. You know, because your Father who art in heaven has you. He has your back. He's your comforter instead of that comfort zone. And I hope that makes sense. So I hope you guys have a wonderful evening. You're willing to, you know, send any tracks to anything you want to listen to again. You can most definitely listen to this again. And, listen to it at 9 if you like. If you want to repeat it again, if you didn't get, you got chosen here at 6, and you want to hear it again at 9, feel free to do so. And any of the shows that we've done, feel free to get on and listen to those again. And thank you so much for calling out. And I'm going to go ahead and tell Carlos, thank you so much for listening. We appreciate you, Carlos.
Most definitely, man. Always here for you.
Thank you. And I hope what I said made sense.
It did. Right. It did. And it kind of made sense to why I called. It was like, you know what I mean? I guess it was for me to just listen this time. So, yo, you keep doing what you're doing, and that's what it means.
Thank you, man. All right, everybody. Yeah. Carlos, you guys be blessed. Keep pushing. Keep praying. I love you all, and be blessed. And if don't nobody else love you, I do. Y'all be blessed, and have a good night.